We've all heard of fish stories. Maybe you've even told one. But today, I will tell you the biggest fish story of them all, because it is the biggest fish. You'll see what I mean on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Under an hour south of Fargo, North Dakota, you'll find the town of Wahpeton.
We're in the southeast corner of North Dakota, and we're located right on the Red River. When you go across the river, you're in Breckenridge, Minnesota.
And as Chris DeVries will tell you, the Red River is an important part of this community.
The river provides a lot of things, including great fishing in this area.
And in this case, the great fishing was something the community wanted to publicize.
Because of that great fishing, then we have some people who are interested in letting others know about what kind of great fishing we have here in North Dakota. And they were looking back in 1997 at creating something that's going to draw attention to it.
So how do you draw attention to that fishing? You need some very big fish, of course.
We have a lot of catfish fishing here, and they felt we could get in, basically it's a Guinness record holder, world's largest catfish called Whopper.
Whopper is the largest catfish in the world.
Whopper is 40 feet long. The fish itself is about 8 feet tall, then you've got about a 4-foot base, so it's probably about 12 feet tall and weighs 5,000 pounds.
And if you haven't guessed already, Whopper was not caught with a rod and reel, but rather created out of fiberglass. But that does not diminish the fact he's a really big fish. Catch a real catfish and you might need to clean it. Whopper needs cleaned, but unlike most catfish, he also needs painted.
It's going to be completely kind of stripped and repainted and resealed to make sure it's going to last another 40, 50, 60 years. So hopefully you'll see that catfish around for a long time, because we do get a lot of people that search it out and they like to see unique things.
And you too can see a whopper of a catfish, the largest in the world, along the banks of the Red River. Traveling the countryside in Wahpeton, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.